Hello again, folks. We've got a supplemental Mike and Scotty live here, except it's Mike and David Owens live. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Dave, you and I have been old friends for a long time here. It's got to be in the double digits of years, right?
At least.
And I think this is either the second or the third time that we're talking about the New England Proto meet together.
Indeed, it is.
We used to talk about it on the old show too, so our regular listeners, I think, will be familiar with this. But we thought it might be a good idea to get together early enough so that people know that there have been some changes, some interesting and actually exciting changes about the meet this year.
And
And
dramatic changes.
yeah,
Some of them
and the more
we didn't
people
wish
that know
for.
about it, the better, I think. So
I think you're right.
yeah, why don't you go ahead and well, first of all, what's this meet all about? For those who don't know.
That's a great question. And it's important to sort of explain what we do at these meets. Mike Lou Papineau last year said to me, "Dave, you gotta explain what the meet is." And he was right. This is a gathering of people who are interested in doing prototype model railroading. But I don't want that to scare people away because it's a very open and welcoming community. People of all skill levels, people of all interests are welcome, are embraced. But the idea is to bring people together and to show models, to show work in progress models, complete models, to show structures, vehicles, locomotives, rolling stock, passenger cars, anything, to have clinics where people share their knowledge about particular topics, about modeling techniques, where they talk about what they're doing on their particular model railroad, where they talk about a prototype that they've been researching, perhaps for a model they're working on. And we bring all these people together, and we have, in our case, 2 days of clinics, of model displays, of people just hanging out, talking trains, and having a great time.
So it's
Is
not like your typical NMRA extravaganza, if anybody has been to that but not been to a proto meet. It's more of a gathering of friendly people showing what they modeled and willing to talk about how they've done it. And it's probably not limited just to those people, because if you just want to come and see for yourself, you don't necessarily have to bring something.
No, you don't have to bring anything, but we encourage people to because one, we don't have judging. There's nobody who is going to walk around and say, "Well, that's not really, that doesn't fit," because there's nothing that doesn't fit. We really just want people to feel comfortable, come and have a great time, learn, get excited about the hobby, go home and start working on stuff.
In 2 days, I mean, it sounds like a big event. If you don't have enough time, is it worth going for just one day?
Sure, it is. We people come for 1 day all the time. Lots of times, our meet is on Friday and Saturday. A lot of meets are Friday and Saturday, and a lot of people take off from work or are retired, and they attend both days. But those people who can only come 1 day, they can get a lot out of it. We plan this year to repeat some clinics, so stuff that's going to be on Friday may repeat on Saturday as well. We've got hands-on clinics, where people can get in there and cut a resin car, start working on a resin car, cut a plastic car, and try and do some models that aren't necessarily available from manufacturers, but something they might want to tackle or even just learn about doing.
And even if you're a beginner, there'll be something for you.
Absolutely.
Now, I having attended the meet umpteen years in a row, I think I only missed one out of the entire slate. I mean, how? What are we? Is this number 14 or something like that?
This is 18.
18. So I missed a few years.
Just a couple. I don't think that many, maybe one.
I only missed one, but apparently I lost 4 years of memory about the meet. The last couple of years, I've only gone one day just due to time constraints. Anybody that's a regular listener knows that I've had my hands full with an addition project here. But you know what? This year, I'm back to normal, and I've got a few of my friends who have missed it in the past year or so also coming, and most of us are coming for 2 days. So I'm
Oh, great.
really looking forward to for the immersion aspect of it. And it's a lot less hectic when you're there for 2 days because it gives you a chance to go out to dinner with some friends you may not have seen in a more leisurely fashion, and you're not trying to cram everything into 1 day. It's I don't know. This is a new hotel, right? So maybe you can talk about that a little bit. But all I was going to say was that, these meets tend to be, spread out a little bit. You're going to different clinic rooms. There's a model display room. There's things for sale. So you kind of take over a whole hotel when you have one of these things. So if you can come for 2 days, you'll have more fun because there really is that much to see, I think.
I agree. You're right. This is a new hotel for us this year. I don't know if people who have attended the meet in the past may already know this. We for the first several years we did it in a commu the meet in a community center in Canton, Connecticut. That's where we got our name, Collinsville. And then we outgrew the community center and we moved to a hotel in Enfield, Connecticut. And we were there for 3 years. And I thought we were getting close to outgrowing that. And I thought perhaps this would be our last year there. The hotel made us move a little quicker because they said they were tearing down the event space and could not accommodate us this year. So we had to scramble back at the end of November and December to find a new location. And we have found the Hartford Marriott in Farmington, Connecticut, which is just off of I-84. That's west of Hartford. And that's where we're having the meet this year. The facilities, in my view, are better. People may recall at Enfield that we had the vendor room sort of stuck off in another part of the hotel. The model room was in an odd-shaped room, and then we had clinics in the ballroom, which was divided into three spaces. With the new location at the Farmington Marriott, we're going to use the ballroom, half of it for models, half of it for vendors, and then we have four event rooms where we'll have clinics, four clinics at a time going.
So that makes sense. I think the vendors will like it, having the traffic of the model room, and I assume it's a nice modern giant room with good lighting. Is it sort of like what we used to see in Cocoa Beach?
Very similar. It's a nice facility. It's well kept up. It's in a corporate area right by the headquarters of United Technologies. So they're dealing with pretty high level people all through the week. But on weekends, they're looking for events like ours.
Perfect. Perfect. And it sounds like it's really easy to get to.
It is literally just off of I-84. Made real easy to get to.
There's a Homewood Suites right near there too, isn't there? I used to stay there sometimes for the Collinsville meet in Farmington.
That's by over yes that's a little different part of town, but that
Oh,
is
so is that a
in
different exit?
yeah we're a little further down the Finneman Road exit
Okay. I'm
of
making a note.
I-84. It's off of exit 37 of I-84,
So it's just like
and we
one more exit down, basically.
correct one further west, and we have special room rates for the meet, which are sharply discounted from the normal hotel rates.
How much are they?
They are we have for single occupancy it's 123, for double it's 151, and that's because breakfast and lunch are included in the room price.
Wow. So I'm assuming some kind of buffet.
No, it's a the breakfast is a regular hotel breakfast, and then lunch is a box lunch.
Ah, perfect. That avoids the whole mass feeding frenzy that you can run into sometimes at lunchtimes.
Yes.
What else is different about the this particular venue? You think it's got some other things that might be interesting to know about?
Well, most of our activities consume most of the day. So, but the pool, the hotel has a swimming pool and that sort of thing. A good point you were making before about sort of the whole environment of the meet. When we were in Collinsville, things would end and that would be the end, and people would go their separate ways. When
Sure.
we moved to the hotel, we had sort of that after hour social element, but we had a hotel bar that insisted on closing at 11 o'clock, which was very frustrating.
That's very odd, isn't it?
It was astonishing, and we struggled. We tried with the hotel for a couple of years to get that straightened out, and we never succeeded. We're not going to have that problem at Farmington. It's a large, comfortable space, so people can hang out in the lobby if they don't want to be in the bar area and shoot the breeze, talk about models. just have a good old time. The model room, of course, will be open late each day. That's a place where people socialize. And if you haven't been to one of these meets, just to give you a sense of what the model room is, it's a number of tables lined up. We put chairs in there, and there are tablecloths, and people bring their models to display. Completed, as I said before, in progress. We put them on display, and people hang out and talk about what they're working on, talk about how they do things, and just basically share their knowledge. And that's in addition to the clinics. We're also going to have, in addition to the four clinics going, we're going to have at times a hands-on clinic where people, I believe Steve Finero from Finero and Camerlengo is going to be doing a sort of a how-to on one of his resin kits for people who are new to resin kits or people who want to polish their skills. Steve is going to lead them in construction of a kit. Don Valentine is going to lead another of his hands-on clinics on cutting up passenger cars to achieve a certain prototype. Ralph Heiss and Teddy Diorio are going to be doing weathering clinics, hands-on, where people can gather around. They're going to work with people so they can bring their freight cars. So we've got at least three of those going.
And will those be in a different area, or are those in that same big room?
We're looking to our plan at this point is to have the hands-on clinics take place in the vendor room, set mm-hmm. aside a space in the vendor room, and just have tables there where people can work.
Nice. So it starts at what time on the Friday, Dave? Like, when should people plan on getting there?
Well, the meet is Friday and Saturday, May 31, June 1, and we open up at 8 a.m., and the first clinics go off at 9 a.m.
Okay. That's probably why I always miss the first clinic.
and we go, we take lunches, breaks for lunch and dinner, and then we go into the evening, and each night we have a raffle. A big raffle. We get donations from a lot of great manufacturers and vendors, and the money we raise from that helps us pay for the meet.
Mm-hmm. Are there different activities in the evening? Are there slideshows, or is it just more meet?
More clinics. There will be some slideshows for clinics, but in the past we would have one big slideshow in the evening for everybody, but since we moved to the hotel, we have continued on with just a continuing array of clinics into the evening.
Mm-hmm. And where might somebody learn more about this meet and be able to sign up?
Our website is www.nerpm.org, nerpm.org, and you can sign up for the meet there. And we also have, if you need to make a hotel reservation, we have a link from our homepage to the different hotel rates, whether you want a single or double occupancy, and that is the easiest way to make a hotel reservation. Mm-hmm. I tried to find on the Marriott page where to put the code in, and it was a pretty frustrating experience. Tom Murray, who was our technology and web guru, set this up so that you just have to click through and you're where you need to be. You can either download a registration form and mail in a check, or you can register online as well on our page.
Excellent.
And of course, we're very open. People can contact me with questions. I'm happy to answer anybody's question. People often ask me, do I need to reserve space in the model room? Just bring your models. We'll find room for you. Mm-hmm. We asked a couple people have in the past, like you brought your gigantic building 1 year. So we set aside space ahead of time for that, but we should have plenty of room for everybody. We love it when people bring lots of models.
There's no danger of that happening again, by the way.
Okay. it is tied down.
I no longer have a vehicle big enough for it.
Uh-oh. And we also have a Facebook page. Just search NERPM on Facebook, and you'll find us. And we post updates there, and we email, send email updates. As is typical with these hotels, the cutoff for room reservations is typically a month ahead of the event. So people need to keep that in mind. If they want to make a hotel reservation and get our rate, they need to plan ahead and try to get that reservation a month ahead of the meet.
Sure. Plus it makes the people who put on the meat sleep easier when they see a sufficient number of reservations.
Exactly. And the same goes with registrations. We have a discount. It's $30 in advance, $35 at the door. So we really appreciate that. That's to encourage people to pre-register, because it's good for us to know how many people were coming.
There really is
how many people are coming.
There really is a bargain. I'm not aware of many other meats that are in that price point. And the fact that you've been able to hold the line and improve the meat and improve the venue over the years is just amazing.
Well, this may be the last year at $30. It may go up. But, you know, it's not going to go up much. We're talking $5 maybe.
Right, right.
Next year. But we were just at the meet in Greensburg, and I think that was $35 in advance, $40 at the door. And that was a lot of fun.
And nobody's going to quibble about that.
No.
Who are some of the manufacturers that will be there? Do you know any that you can talk about at this time?
We're still working on that. We expect FNC to be there, Fanero and Camerlengo. ESU has been with us in the past. We expect Rapido. And we all have a couple historical societies, the Erie Historical Society, the Penn Central Historical Society will have a presence. Bob's Photo, of course, is a regular attendee, and we love to have him, and people love it that he's there. Some of the other vendors, just as I go down, and I know I'm going to miss somebody, Bethlehem Car Works, great models. Pierre from Yarmouth Model Works will be there. Ted Colada, Speedwitch Media.
And this is all on the website, too, of course,
yes.
Right?
You know, that's a good question. I should probably make sure it's on there. But we've had these tremendous vendors who we really appreciate coming in the past, and we look forward to having them back.
And they come year after year, so it's obviously worth it for them, and people look forward to seeing them.
They do. And we're glad they're there.
In the past, you've done a like a white elephant table swap meet kind of thing. Is that we still doing that?
We are. That'll be in the vendor room this time. We're going to have a bunch of tables where people can bring items they want to sell, surplus items. We ask people not to overwhelm us, not to empty out their basements, but to bring quality stuff. And you can place it on the table. You need to register it. John Sacerdoti, who is the man who runs the big West Springfield show, handles that for us, and he does a masterful job. And John registers these items, and he keeps track of those that sell, and he will then hand over cash.
He really does a great job with that, and I've been doing that several years in a row, and it's amazing how the response is to that. And I think last year I had to resist the urge to just throw my arms around John's neck and give him a big hug, because he sold a lot of stuff for me.
I don't think he'd mind a hug.
Maybe I owe him one then. All right.
Yeah, he's done a great job of that.
If people want to contact you, do you want to toss out your email address for folks?
It's real easy. neprotomeat@gmail.com. neprotomeat@gmail.com.
Dave, I'm really looking forward to going this year. I think, on my end, personally, things are a lot more, I think, together. So it's going to be first normal year in a couple of years here. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And terrific. I'm looking forward to seeing the expansion.
Well, I think it's going to be great for everybody.
Absolutely. If I could mention, we also have a student special, because, you know, it's one of our goals is to bring new blood into the hobby and young people. And we realize most people who are of student age can't come on Friday because they're in school. So, but even if they can come Friday and Saturday, we have a special rate of $10 for students 17 and younger.
That's great.
So just to get them in to see the...
And that way, if a family wants to come with a couple of younger kids, you know, it doesn't cost them a fortune.
Exactly.
Boy, you thought of everything, I think, Dave.
Well, we try. I'm sure there's many things we missed, and we'll discover it as soon as the meet begins. But we try.
But that's why it gets better every year. And, of course, you've got a pretty intact crew of people that work hard to put this on. So it'd be good to see them.
We've got a great team. Yeah, I should also mention, Mike, that we have layout open houses on Sunday, and that's pretty popular. And we're always looking for, people who are not too far away from the Hartford area, you know, within an hour or so. If they're willing to open a layout, we'd love to talk to them about that. And we're also very open to clinics. You know, there's lots of people out there who have knowledge and information and skills that they might like to share. And we just want people to know that we're very open to everybody. We're open to new clinicians. We're open to anybody. And we'd love to hear from anybody who's interested in presenting, who's interested in opening their layout, or who has any ideas. We'd love to hear anything from anybody.
I think I've done a clinic there every year that I've attended the meet, and it's really one of my favorite meets to present at, because it's such a, you know, it's such a friendly and welcoming audience, and they ask great questions. And, you know, one of the things I always ask people is, has anybody been to one of my clinics before? And just every year you just see more and more hands go up. And I also ask if anybody is listening to the podcast, and I see a lot of hands come up from that. So I think it's all, you know, it all kind of feeds together. But this year's clinic, for anybody interested, is going to be on the big addition that I've put onto my home to house additional layout space. So if you get a chance to spend more than a couple of minutes watching it, Dave, I think you'll be a little bit surprised.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Is there anything else we need to cover here? Have we nailed it?
I think we covered everything. I'm sure I'll think of something when we wrap up, but we just look forward to the meet. We look forward to people having a good time. We do it every year because people enjoy it so much, and people seem to get a lot out of it, go home, get excited to work on models, and just enjoy the gathering each year, seeing old friends and the camaraderie of the group that comes together each year.
There's a great history there. And if anybody has a question, they can post it on the Meet Facebook group, or even on the podcast group, and I'll make sure that the question gets answered, in short order. So there's no excuse for not knowing about this meet at this point.
Hopefully, but we're here to help anybody has any questions.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Dave, and thanks for informing us, and we'll see you in end of May, beginning of June.
Thank you, Mike.